With today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Villa.
NamPower has received the first shipment of battery containers for the country's Omburu Battery Energy Storage System near Omaruru. The project, which is Namibia's first utility-scale battery storage initiative, will strengthen the national grid, integrate renewable energy, and support the clean energy transition. According to the Namibia Press Agency, installation is underway with completion and commissioning planned for mid-2026. With the Bank of Namibia having cut the repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.5% on Wednesday, we reached out to fixed income analyst at Ceres Capital, Pandusha Duka, for comment.
Even though we want to have some consumer relief, I don't think the impact of the current rate cut is going to be as intended. Going forward to the remainder of the year, we're kind of have to see what the swap decides to do. Market anticipation is that there's going to be a rate cut in South Africa, and I think that will leave us 25 basis points below South Africa towards the end of the year. Initially, we anticipated that rates would stay unchanged here and in South Africa alike, particularly because of the lower inflation target by the swap. But obviously, as dynamics change, I think output would have to be changed with the central bank's notions as well.
Separately, the central bank has warned that the country's diamond sector is facing major challenges, with production expected to shrink for a third straight year. Governor Johannes Gavarab says weak demand and competition from lab-grown diamonds are squeezing revenues, threatening jobs and state income. Meanwhile, Gavarab confirmed the country is fully prepared to redeem its $500 million Eurobond at the end of the month, maintaining its credit standing. Remaining on the continent, military leader Colonel Michael Ranjianirina will be sworn in as Madagascar's transitional president on Friday. The new leadership has announced. Isaac Lukando has an update.
As Madagascar prepares for Ranjianirina's swearing in, the African Union has suspended the country following a military coup that ousted President André Rajoelina. Ironically, the same military unit that brought Rajoelina to power in 2009 has now removed him after weeks of youth-led protest over poverty, corruption, and rising living costs. According to the World Bank, about 75% of Madagascar's 30 million people live in poverty. The AU has also suspended Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea in the past following similar coups. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
And U.S. President Donald Trump says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured him his country will stop buying oil from Russia. Oil and gas are Russia's biggest exports, and Moscow's biggest customers include India, China, and Turkey. Trump has previously imposed 50% tariffs on Indian goods, citing concerns over Delhi's trade in Russian oil and weapons.
We're not happy with him buying oil from Russia because that lets Russia continue on with this ridiculous war where they've lost 1.5 million people, by the way. This is a war that should have never started, but it's a war that Russia should have won in the first week, and they're going into the fourth year, and I want to see it stop. So I was not happy that India was buying oil, and he assured me that they will not be buying oil from Russia. That's a big stop.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.